Good morning. Well, it is September 8th, Thursday, 11:15 Pacific Standard. Sorry we're a little late, but this morning I got up early to shower. I knew I had a show to do today because MDMC and Business Building and Beyond is back. We have a full-fledged schedule to complete season three this year. So, I'm here. I'm not even at headquarters. I'm in Seattle at the moment. The Queen passed away this morning, which is so sad. When I woke up, I just got a bunch of messages and news alerts that there was concern for the Queen's health, and I'm just like, oh shit. This can't be the day. So I went on about my day, got ready, took a shower, had some breakfast, watching the news, and because I was watching the news, I was a little delayed getting ready. And that's a very somber way to start my road back to redemption here for this podcast. But nonetheless, the Queen. Oh my gosh. I'm a big royal enthusiast. I'm not gonna lie. I have not made it to London. I'm hoping to make it there, hopefully in 2023. The Queen herself, being a woman in power for so long, as a leader for so long, it's crazy how this has happened. Just the longevity of her life and being here to just, the things she saw. Like, I hope I have a very long life because, wow, it's insane. That's not how I wanted to start this podcast today or the show today. But yeah, that's the big news. Wow. My heart's in London. I hope everyone over there is just praying for that family and God save the Queen. But sadness, man. That's sad. I guess get to business. Yes, like I did say, and then you guys have seen some of the posts going out on social. I think it was a great time to. I finally had some downtime to sit and look at my schedule overall going into, I've been sitting here on season three of Business Building, and we started off in the new year, and then I sporadically like checked in every 3 months. My next episode was like in March, and then the following episode was in June, and then another one in August. I'm just like, all right, we got to tighten this up because I know that just in my travels alone, people have been saying, when are you coming back with your show? I used to love watching it. And I'm like, really? People watch this? Like, people watch it, people listen to it. And it just blows my mind. So I'm just very thankful for all of you who have, mentioned and asked for this show to come back. I appreciate it. I didn't do this alone though. I do have a man, I am so fortunate. MDMC has just, like I said in the last podcast, it's just grown into such an amazing company. I know when we started this podcast about 2 years ago, I think we only had three clients. Now we have like 15. And it's just amassing and growing. And the only thing I can really attribute that to is just our hard work and dedication, and also having a really great team behind us. Like I mentioned, my intern team has continuously, oh my gosh, I have been so blessed with the best college kids that want to learn. And I was just speaking to somebody yesterday about it. I have one intern who's been with me since February. And she's like, I just need that longevity. And that's great because, if you're a college kid and you have some agency experience before you get out to the world, you have an upper hand getting a job. So, so all of these wonderful interns this semester have been killing it. I will do a personal shout out because now they have to watch these and do some work on these. So obviously, we'll give it out to my veteran who actually went to Israel and did an internship over the summer and was still doing a little bit of stuff for us at the same time, which was crazy. And she's back now in the US. So we'll get up to Maddie, Sophia, Natalie. I don't know why I call her Natty. Natalie, Taylor, and now joining our ranks, she's only a couple weeks old into this, Dominique. So I have to give a special shout out to Natalie because her and I actually sat down and looked at this podcast schedule and we're really looking over what are people out there doing and what are we doing and what can we bring to the table with our own special sauce. So, yeah, that's kind of how we developed the season 3 schedule. I have a lot of really cool things on the docket coming up. Just a lot of things that people need to know. I feel like, you know, as business owners, as, you know, company owners, we all get into this rhythm of just not taking care of the important things. And I'm very guilty of that. I get to a point where I'm just like, I got to focus on the client. I got to focus on this. And I haven't been focusing on the business itself, like the podcast. You know, the podcast does add value. You know, we've gotten clients off of the podcast and YouTube, and we just haven't really sat here and nurtured it. And it's a combination of like, I think I'm just going to be straight up and honest. It's a combination of my personal confidence, like, do people even give a crap about what I have to say? Like, you know, and also, you know, I think it's just that confidence and believing in myself because, you know, I think I do have a very compelling story to tell and how I got here. And a lot of people don't know the nitty gritty of it. They just know the basis of it. They're like, all right, this bitch lost her job, went and worked for a crazy psychotic business coach, and then decided to start our own business. And then it just took off. Like, you know, the fact that my business took off in a month, well, not even a month, like a couple of weeks, like 2 weeks, not even that. I think, yeah, it was about maybe a week or two. But the fact of the matter is that doesn't happen all the time. It's just like lightning in a bottle. And I feel like, you know, people know the basics of my story, but they don't know my story. Yeah, no. So it's like, like, why do we care? But a part of me is like, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why I took a step back. I'm like, do people care of what I have to say? And is it because I don't really, and maybe that's the thing. I need to start adding the social proof to it. You know, I kind of hold all my clients, you know, close to the chest. I don't like to tell you about who I'm working with or what I'm doing because, you know, there's a lot of poachers out there. You know, I've had people try to take my clients away from me. And it's stupid. Like, but I'm at the same time, I'm like, we're doing really great things for people. And so there's just a little bit of push and pull for me that I'm just trying to get over personally. And so I'm just, you know, I'm working over that. And I think the way things are shaping up for the new year, the new year is going to be amazing and I can't wait to see what happens. So yay, I'm excited. All right. So the main topic for today is the Instagram algorithm has changed again. I hate Instagram. No, I actually love it. Personally, as a personal user, I love Instagram. I've kind of, in my personal usage, I don't use Facebook that much. Like I don't use it that much. I mean, I have my scheduling tools goes directly to Facebook. So I make sure all my stuff is headed out there. However, as a user, I use Instagram and TikTok. And the reason I do is because I'm like, you know, I have to know how these apps work, how these tools work so that I can apply what I'm applying to my clients. And so I felt like it was time to really, and I did this before the change happened, but at the beginning of the year, I was told by someone I didn't like that we need to start doing a lot of reels. And here's some tools you need to use to make your reels and all this stuff. So the funny thing about it is if you have an Instagram account, if it's a professional account, like a business account or whatever, you are not privy to all of the popular music that's out there, like on TikTok or on a regular account on IG. So one of the things that I've had to do is like, and this is probably, and there's probably a better way of doing it, but I've had to like screen grab and record some of the favorite songs that I like. And Instagram now lets you import sounds. So like you can import from a video and it'll take that sound and then add it to your reel. And so I've been doing that on business accounts. And my MDMC account, you know, we're going to have Diamond Dallas Page at LAX Fan Fest here in about 2 weeks. And that's one of the things I did. I ripped the I ripped the music off of YouTube and then just threw it onto my reel because on a business account, you can't do that. I haven't gotten flagged for this. And I'm pretty sure at some point someone's going to catch on that maybe you shouldn't be doing that. But they do have the import button. So I think they know, or I don't know. It's a workaround at this point. But if you have regular creator accounts, you have access to all of that music. Now, the difference between a creator account and a business account, I'm not exactly sure yet. I actually thought about changing the MDMC account to a creator account to see what would, you know, what were the things we were going to lose against being a business account. So that's an option. We have to dig into it to see. But the pain in the neck right now is the reels aspect. You know, I have a client right now who, you know, we do so much work for on Instagram and Facebook that we're constantly creating content for them. We have to, you know, most of the time, posts don't go out more than twice. And what I mean by that is we'll create content for them. And I'm like, all right, we'll try and keep it fresh. But there are sometimes there's content that I really like that I made. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to use this again. Like, give me like 5 weeks and I'll throw it back into the rotation. So, but other than that, it's like fashion. You don't post the same post twice. That's kind of how I feel. And that's how I kind of see it. So when the algorithm changed, it's now 100% focused on reels. So reels now has to be the main focus. Then stories, and then the feed comes last, which I think we've always known the feed has never really been the prime thing. However, Instagram has changed and it's evolved. I know that a lot of people have complained about this in the past, or like, why can't we just focus on pictures? You know, why can't we just see what our friends are doing? But because Instagram has always been one of those people, it's a company that steals ideas from other people. Let's just be frank about it. I remember when stories came about, I was a very big Snapchat user and I loved Snapchat. I was on Snapchat far more than I was on Instagram. And I'd play with the filters and I still take pictures with my filters to this day. However, I don't post Snapchat anymore as much as I used to. However, I remember when Snapchat was hot and people were using it constantly. And then all of a sudden, Instagram now has the same Snapchat capability of using the filters and adding to your stories. And it was like, really? You guys just stole this technology from Snapchat. And how that's possible and how, you know, how big companies get away with it is beyond me. So there you go. That's how stories came about. This was around 2017. And then now we have TikTok. Now, TikTok is one of those bunny rabbit holes that you go down, the rabbit hole that you go down, and you just don't seem to emerge. Like, I will sit here and open up TikTok, And I'll scroll through a couple of videos, and before I know it, it's been 2 hours. And I'm just like, what? And then when I, at the end of the week, I get my usage, my screen time. And I have a crazy number of screen time. I'm like, I did not spend that much time on the screen. I did. But here's the thing, is that Instagram now knows that TikTok is where people are flooding. Now, in a recent report that I love to pull this report at the beginning of the year, but it tells us marketers what platforms people are still using. Now, believe it or not, Facebook is still king. I don't know how. Facebook is still out there and it's still ruling. Underneath that is YouTube, and then Instagram, and then it goes down a couple notches, then TikTok. Now, I think at one point that was inverted. I think TikTok users were very, very high. And if you got on TikTok early, you grew your account quick. And I think the reason for that is because, again, not many people were on TikTok, not many people were creating on there and whatnot. But companies like Facebook and Instagram will see the trend and then emulate it to create it on their platforms. So now, instead, we don't have TikTok, we have Reels on Instagram. And so now it's kind of funny to see how people will, like, and I'll give you a great example. So I'm an avid TikTok user watcher. I will watch everything on TikTok and I love it. And I justify this as research. Which is total bullshit because I love it. It's one of those, I'll sit here and laugh at people. I'm just like, dang, you know, I'll sit here and be like, nah, I could go viral if I wanted to, you know. I'm just not willing to sacrifice my well-being but my reputation on it. So that's why I haven't done it. I'll cough it up to that. But, you know, TikTok has been one of those things that I'll sit there and watch it. Couple of days later, my husband doesn't have TikTok. He didn't download the app, but he will watch Reels and then be like, oh, this is so funny. I'm like, I saw that 2 days ago. What are you talking about? And so there's a bit of a lag in between when people see what, which is kind of funny. But one of the things that I absolutely hate and it's a trend that I've been seeing even on my travels. I've been going everywhere. I mean, I just came back from Mexico. I did a three week vacation out in Mexico for just to unplug and to kind of get myself right again. But I've noticed in my recent travels, I'm not taking pictures anymore. I'm taking video. You know, there's a lot more video and I'm getting more and more alerts that I don't have storage on this phone. And it's complicated because now you're sitting here like, oh man, now I got to sit here. I'm like recording everything. And then I'll catch the selfie when I can. But most of the time I will do video. I was all over, since I'm here in Seattle, I actually went up to Everett, Washington. I went up to the Funko headquarters. I have never been this person to sit here and create content the way I do now, but I was doing a ton of video inside. I did, I did a few pictures here and there, but the majority of my stuff was video. And then I even sat outside of the entrance and recorded the door shutting so I can get the whole word to say Funko as the door shut. Like I've never been that type of creator, but now I am, because that's just what we're doing. And so one of the things that sucks is I'm like, oh, I have the perfect song for this. And I will go, because of my personal usage, I will go to my TikTok and create the video there. One of my pet peeves, though, is I hate when people will create a video on TikTok, download it, and then throw it on their IG, because honestly, the consistency of it all is Instagram now knows. They know when that's an import from TikTok. And even in the fact of the matter is that when they have the TikTok logo in Instagram, it won't fly. And that's probably one of the biggest upgrades that's been happening here. The quality of video now matters when you upload to Instagram Reels. So if I'm going to make a video or a reel or a TikTok, I will make it in one area. Like, I'll rip the music for whatever it is I'm using, right? I will save that music, go to my app that I use. I actually use InShot. I actually need to start paying for it because it has an InShot watermark. It's kind of annoying. But I use this app called InShot. It's this one in the middle. And there I can put all my images and stuff and my video. I can expand it, shorten it, whatever, import the music, and then save that as the video. And then what I'll do is I'll upload it to TikTok so that TikTok has its own version, and then IG has its own version. I think that's kind of how we've gotten into the point of creating content for both platforms. Now, in the business standpoint, this is kind of driving me nuts, and I'm gonna have to hit up Buffer in a minute. But so, for example, we have a client we're working with right now, and they have live entertainment on the weekends. And because the algorithm has changed, I thought, you know what better way to spice up what they're doing is let's add in their music. So like, for example, so like I have to schedule out a band's schedule, or the band's playing at this place on Eventbrite a month prior, right? While I'm doing that, I'm actually creating the content as I go. And I've hit up their our media buyer, or not our media buyer, but our I guess he calls himself a media buyer, but he's the one who organizes all the bands that perform at this location. So I hit him up. I was like, hey, do me a favor. Hit up all of the bands that are coming into the restaurant. Let them know that because of the algorithm change, we're going to be including video and music of what they've performed in the past. And they were like, oh, that'd be great. So now, instead of a static image, because everything that I was producing, I was just producing boom, 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 boom. I would create content well in advance, and then I'd go into Buffer and then just schedule it all out. That has now changed. My work day has now increased exponentially because of this algorithm change. Now what I'm doing is I will create a static post. Well, that same static post will go to Facebook, but the Instagram one has now changed. Now I've changed it from a square to a reel, that size. And what I will do is I will add the animations. Now it depends on how you're doing this. There's a couple of ways to go about this. Because it is more of a corporate looking thing, because I'm adding in text and making it very artsy and stuff, it's not a typical reel. You're going to have moving elements and stuff. So where I create these in Canva. And what I've been doing is, like, for example, we have a band playing on Friday. I have their YouTube channel. I will go to their YouTube channel. I will find some of their best music. I will rip that video off of YouTube, save it as an audio file. And there's a process to this. I'll end up going into iMovie, putting the video in, saving it just the audio only, save the band's name. So now my organizational skills have now been vastly improved. And then when I'm in Canva, I can upload that audio, which is great, because for as many times as some of these bands come back, I already have those files saved in Canva. So literally I can go in and make a reel faster than I did before. Throw in their music, throw in this, change up some text, boom. And so I used to be one of those people that had to clean out their Canva constantly. Well, now I can't do that, because now with Reels, you need to have your content quick, easy, and accessible. And sometimes you need to do a quick change, or, you know, design change, whatever. I have been doing it that way. So if we're making corporate pieces, that's the way to do it. Go to YouTube, or if you're ripping content from somewhere else, a song or whatever, rip it from somewhere, upload it into Canva as an audio file, and then create your reel in there. I usually do those reels for about 15 seconds. And then once I'm done, I will schedule it. Well, Buffer, I'm going to call out Buffer because I love Buffer. I actually, the only reason I'm still using Buffer, one, it's cheaper, but two, it had Pinterest pinning capability. I think Hootsuite does too, but I think Hootsuite's a little bit more expensive. I'm actually running, I think, 35 accounts out of our Buffer. I think 35 or 40. I'm paying $200 a month for the software. Look, it pays for itself on its own, okay? Like every month, at least a client is paying that much. And so now we've actually had to put in some, like, recently with clients because of the softwares we're using for specific clients or what, you know, whatnot, we'll throw in like a software charge because, man, between Canva and Buffer, a lot of our expenses go there. But anyway, so Buffer, which is great, I applaud them for their innovation. So you can actually schedule your reel out through Buffer. The problem is, and again, I'm going to tweet them today and be like, yo, y'all working on this? Because this is a problem. So one thing that I noticed, and I'm like, and I'm all for efficiency and, you know, just getting the content out, making sure the client's happy, blah, blah, blah. Well, when you go to Buffer and you say, this is a reel, schedule the reel will go to the reel feed. It will not go to your actual feed over here. So when you schedule content, the hell is that? What? Hold on. Hold on a second. Oh, we got tagged in something. Okay. I was like, I didn't post that. So one of the things that you'll see is if you are scheduling through Buffer, it's going to go to this feed. And one of the things that I noticed about this feed is the stuff that I'm scheduling through Buffer gets less views because people aren't still viewing it through your feed like this. They're seeing it through your actual feed, your main feed. Here, your grid. So now, instead of having to schedule my content out, I'm manually putting this in, which is a pain in the ass. I'm not gonna lie, but I understand where Instagram is coming from. It's crazy though. Some of the content that I've posted will hit three figures easily, but the stuff that is being scheduled through the Buffer that lands in the Reels feed only gets 13, 60, 28 views. But if you're actually uploading it through the app and it goes to your main grid, you will get more views. And the reason for that is because people are going to your actual account and scrolling through. I don't think people are necessarily programmed to just like the Reels or just go to the Reels menu. They're going to look through your account. So that explains why I've had so many views this way versus that way. It's just the way the cookie crumbles. So that's annoying to me. So now I've got to hit up Buffer and be like, yo, can y'all move that to like where it doesn't go into that? Like, I understand their thinking on it. If a reel is a reel, it's going to go in the reel grid, not your main grid. The problem is that the reel grid, I don't think users are accustomed to just using the reel grid. They're, if anything, they're going through the main avenue, not through that grid view. So that's a problem. So if you're looking, and I have yet to see, you know, we use Later to replicate a grid. Because obviously when we work with a news network, you have to have that link in bio and it opens the grid and then you can click on whichever grid to click to the story. That's a great way to generate traffic, by the way. If you're one of those people that needs that, Later offers that. It's about $25 a month. However, I don't know what their situation is with posting reels. I have to look and see where is the real landing. Is it landing in the real grid or is it landing in the main grid? And now it's just jarring to see you have numbers that are 16 to 50 when you schedule out on using a third party app to schedule your reels versus posting it directly onto the platform. And that's the thing, is that Instagram knows when you're doing these things. And I have a feeling that they're probably giving those people more props to be like, all right, you're using our app, we're going to give you more views. I totally think they know. I mean, it's AI, for God's sakes. They know. It's like that song that she knows on TikTok. I'm such a nerd. Anyway, so now this has become the thing. And I had, when I had my meeting this week with my team, I'm like, all right, which accounts are we moving towards reels? Now, in some client cases, yes, they need to be moved to reels, like what we've done with this client with the Heads Entertainment and things like that, and their daily specials. Those are now turned into reels. But in other cases, like e-commerce and stuff, yes, eventually at some point, that all is going to have to change. So now the way we create content has vastly changed. So now on top of that, and it's actually become more expensive because now we have to do two versions. We have to do a solid static, and now we have to do a video, a moving motion video. And on top of that, now we have to spend more time capturing that video. And now we're having to train our clients, if you're not near your client or you have to travel to them more, to capture certain types of video in a certain way, because now that's what matters. And, you know, in true honesty, like, people are visual people anyway. This was bound to happen. People don't read. People don't care about this stuff. They want to see it visually in person. So that now has changed. Another thing that I have noticed. So again, MDMC is having DDP at the MDMC booth at LAX Fan Fest. And one of the things that I did, and it's crazy. Instagram says they are now focused more on smaller accounts, for smaller accounts to grow. I will believe it when I see it. I haven't seen much of that, honestly. But we'll see. I'm going to hold you to it, Instagram. But anyway, so like DDP is a wrestler, WWE. Now, a lot of his content... So a lot of people will post old content, like these old matches, right? Well, this is in horizontal view, okay? This does not fit the whole scale view of the screen. So Instagram now knows and are now focusing on the quality of your reel. So if your reel looks like this, Instagram's not pushing it. They're going to say, nope, it doesn't look great. Let me see. I made a version of this video on TikTok, and I made another version for Instagram. Now, this video is a full scale from top to bottom. This is what Instagram is going to be pushing out more. Sorry, that's odd. I'm in Seattle. I never heard a helicopter fly that low here before. It's crazy. There's seaplanes near me that always, I could hear them taking off and flying over. No big deal, but that was pretty close. So I have no idea what's going on. But anyway, back to the reel. So I actually made this in a third-party app called InShot. So I created the video. I strung them together. I uploaded the music, and then I uploaded it to Reels and TikTok. And so this quality of reel from top to bottom is what Instagram will be pushing further. So reels like squares, like people, and I know people will find the lazy way of going around this. They'll be like, well, if Instagram wants reels, I'll just push this out. And then, you know, it's just the square but with some automation to it or some, not automation, but animation or whatever. And they'll just, or like this was made out of Headliner. This was for our podcast. So now I'm going to have, I actually told who's working on this project for me. I'm like, you're going to have to find the Reels version of this because the square isn't going to cut it no more. Because I noticed that these squares are only getting 40 views. But like this got like 1,100 views, you know, because it fills up the screen. Where's another? All right. So I, again, TikTok, the TikTok doesn't care about the quality. You will see stuff like this with half the screen. Like, you know, obviously it's people that, that took something from YouTube and throw it, they'll throw it up. This one got, this is me signing a poster, got 1,700 views right now. And I think this is what Instagram means, is they're going to be pushing smaller accounts, because I've never had a video that I have not boosted, or like the other DDP video that I showed you with the cards and stuff, that one was shared by DDP. Now DDP has, you know, 400,000 followers, 200,000 on DDP Yoga. So of course that got higher views because it was shared on a story. This only went to my personal story on IG, which only has 3,000 followers. And this one here on mine MDMC account, which has about 4.2K. Okay. I know. I have not been focusing on the growth of Instagram, but I am now, because it just now means more than anything. But anyway, this random video of me signing this poster, 1,700 views. I've never gotten that many views on anything like this before. And it's funny because then you see my little podcast, 29 views. It's starkly different. So the quality means so much more to Instagram now more than ever. This one, all right, so I made this one in Canva. This is another DDP video. So I found this moving background. Oops, sorry. I found this moving background that kind of fits the colors of the poster. And it's, again, full scale. And I put in some words in there, like Instagram likes. And then, of course, I put in the caption. This already has 1,000 views. It's not even 24 hours old. So to me, that's telling me, okay, and I'll just, stark difference. All right, so obviously this is just an animation video. Again, I made this in Canva. Animation video, static post right here, obviously, because we need the picture. This is it, right? It has DDP's music to it. We can, okay. All right, that's it, right? All right. We got DDP to do a video announcing his appearance, right? Well, look at the amount of the video. It is not full screen. And it's the DDP Diamond Dallas Page talking about himself, the legend himself, going on and on about how great he is. Which is, this is a fantastic promo video. The quality of this video that he put in was amazing. However, this was shot horizontally. Of course, I can't tell DDP how to shoot his content, which I'm probably going to have to tell him here soon. Be like, you're going to have to shoot vertically now. But, and they told me, they were like, oh no, we're making a good quality video. It's not going to be something you shoot on an iPhone, which I agree. I love this. However, it is not full scale. And guess how many views this got? It only sits at 150 versus this one that I made in Canva got 1,000 views in less than 24 hours. So Instagram is picking and choosing the quality of these videos come through. Like this right here, like I said, this is my podcast. Oh, we do little blurbs, little things. Hold on. Sorry, I have a spam call coming through. But like, again, there's little sound bites that go through. And I already told the person working on this, I'm like, you need to not use the square. You're going to need to find the reel and just go from reels on. And so she's like, okay. because now it just, it's a stark difference. So, so now the way you create your content is a game changer. You now have to worry about this. And yes, it sucks, but at the same time, it elevates your brand and it elevates what you're willing to do in some cases. I know we still have regular static posts. Like I did this one for our, one of our blogs. One of our interns did this one about our captions. That's another blog post. But yeah, we're going to, you know, the static posts are not dead. Let's just put it that way. It's just not the focus anymore. So yes, you can still sprinkle some in, but you really got to start focusing on the video aspect of it. Just video is just far more important now. Even if you do something simple like this, this took me like 2 seconds to make on Canva. It's now part of the game. Like one of our other clients, they have daily specials now. And their daily, you know, their daily specials may include like a hamburger or a taco. You know, going into Canva and going in, you can type in what you want to create. You can type in Instagram Reels. And you can still use photo, you know, to create that animation and then add some funky music to it. Those still did really well. Like this NFL one I did, I love this. shout out to the Jolly Joker Tavern because I love those guys. And they let me do fun stuff. So they hardly ever get mad at the content I make. But like now football season's coming up. Now, if you listen to the song, I don't know if I'll get that taken down on YouTube, but anyway, but same thing, like this is a reel. It's highlighting Thursday night football, which is tonight, the Bills against the Rams, and it's a green field. Now, because football season's coming into play now, we have to like start thinking, all right, what else are we gonna do? Let me show you another one. This is a food one. Let's see. Let's see, and then we have line dancing. Again, full screen. So it's one of those things now. Your content, the game has now changed, and unfortunately, it's just the way it is. If you want to stay ahead of this algorithm change, that's just what's going to have to be done. Unfortunately, that's where we are right now. So be really cognitive about oh my God, so much Queen Elizabeth stuff. This is so sad. Oh man, it's so sad. I'll get into that later. But yeah, the way the feed is now the real world. I'll lovingly call it the real world because that's the world we're living in at the moment. So when you're creating your content, just keep in mind you are going to have to do, like for example, so like MDMC, we post to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest. We post on 5 platforms. Well, now all 5 platforms are no longer the same. We now have to move that Instagram content and make it more visual. And so sometimes, like depending on where you're creating your content or what you're doing, you can't post a reel. I mean, you could, but it'll look funny on like a Facebook timeline or like a LinkedIn timeline. You have to remember that you have to play the game in which the way those platforms have set their ways. Now, of course, you're not going to be posting a reel to like LinkedIn. You could probably put it in a story on LinkedIn because now they're doing stories. But you also have to be cognitive of what those rules that they're playing by are. So you have to make content specified for that platform. So now, there you go. You now have to do static ads or static images or static content for those platforms. And then for Instagram, a great way to do it, if you're creating all of this content in Canva, for example, let's say you do a square. I usually, my default go-to content is Instagram square. I will go create my content. I'm like, all right, here's the static version. I'll go into resize. You have to actually pay for the Canva upgrade for that. Resize it to Instagram Reel, and then it'll take your original design and like squish it to make it fit in that area, and you just have to do some adjustments. And then you can make your reel that way. And then all you have to do is just either you're going to import the music into Canva or import the music or pick a song whenever you're in the reel in Instagram and then post it. But remember, you have to post the reels by hand to make sure that they go to your feed. If you're using a scheduler, I'm not exactly sure what the other schedulers are doing, but the scheduler will default and go into the reel grid versus your main grid. And you want all of your stuff going to the main grid. I think it's jarring to see the number comparisons between automation posting through a scheduler and posting on your own. And I think, and again, Instagram knows when you're using the app. It applauds you for using the app. You know, they've let Buffer and other third-party companies allow a scheduling to happen. However, doesn't mean that they're totally cool with it. And I've often wondered, like, you know, I've often thought about it. I'm like, should I be posting all of this manually? And I'm like, oh God, no, I can't make my interns sit there and post for clients manually. That'd be insane. But when it comes to reels, yes, you are going to have to do it manually. Unfortunately, that's just the name of the game at the moment. Instagram also says it's, again, focusing on small accounts. So I think right now is a great time to, if you're wanting to grow your account and, you know, do it in a way organically, then right now is the time to do so, just because of the reels that are happening. And, you know, the push of reels is going to be a big thing. It's just going to be huge at this point. And so now you have to get accustomed to making the content that way. Don't delete old stuff. I remember going through and kind of looking over some stuff, and you just never know with Instagram scramble right now. They are pushing different videos here and there. An old video can go viral. You just never know. So just make sure that you're not deleting your content. If you have to, for whatever reason, get it off of the grid, archive it. Don't ever delete anything, just because whatever interaction you got with that specific post, you want Instagram to remember that. So if you delete it, then the data with that goes with it. But if you archive it, it stays housed. So just remember that. And I think that's it. It's crazy. Yeah. So when you create your content, keep that in mind. If you need help with creating your content, let us know. We'll be more than happy to help you with that. It's something that it goes with the times. What can I say? So it is what it is. We adapt, we overcome, and then it's just going to be normal. Again, the third-party apps I'm using, I use InShot. I think it's like $5 a month to take off that watermark, which would be important. Make sure that all of your videos are clean and concise and, you know, aesthetically pleasing to the Instagram AI, because that's what matters. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I want to thank everyone for... We didn't have many viewers right now. We're in the middle of a major news cycle right now with the Queen. Everyone is watching the Queen coverage right now and King Charles. I just saw a statement that said King Charles. I'm like, oof. This is a very sad day. And I didn't mean to wear black, but, you know, when you travel, you take a couple of business pieces in the event you have to do a Zoom or a meeting or something. I do have my MDMC hoodie, but the hoodie was just not great for this. I didn't want to be on my podcast wearing that. I didn't want to be too casual, but yeah, so when I travel, I usually take two pieces with me in the event that I have to do a meeting or whatnot. So there's that. But anyway, so I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions about Reels, let us know in the comments below. We will get back to you on it. And next week, let's see, what's on the schedule for next week? Next Thursday, we're going to be talking about the importance of redesigning your website. Websites, I don't talk about it too much. And actually, it's a service I offer, but I don't offer it loudly. And the reason I don't offer website design loudly is because, like for example, you know, I have a colleague of mine who his company is an SEO company. They can do custom made websites and things like that. And like, they can like go in and mess around with templates and stuff. I can't do all that. Like, if you just want a basic website with, you know, like 3 or 4 pages of like pictures and about you and like contact us, I could do those all day long. However, they're not optimized for Google search and things like that. So I'm just like, that's not my forte. Hopefully soon it will be. We'll see. I'm working on that. But when it comes to websites, I don't like to delve too much into it. However, it is important to update them and upgrade them and do all the good things you need to do to them. So we will go over that next week. So thank you again so much for joining me. You can catch this replay on YouTube, or if you don't want to look at me, you can listen to me on all of our streaming podcast sites, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Google, iHeartRadio, Pandora, we're everywhere. And also, just another tidbit, Facts of Life podcast. I'm actually co-hosting this season, their season 3. And so we should have new episodes hitting that soon. Hint, hint, Mr. Acevedo. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you next week in next week's episode. See you then. Bye.